Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Big Issue. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. Well, it's been a very, very hectic week, a sad week indeed. We've once again, as a South African football fraternity, lost a player, a 30-year-old player in Sinethemba Tshantshi. He was currently a player of Free State Stars. He was the intention was that he would move towards the end of the season to sign for Bidvest. He had already signed a pre-contract with Bidvest. I quickly remembered that 2 weeks back or 3 weeks back, he scored a brace in the Free State Derby, if I'm not mistaken. Just from memory, I recall that. I also recall some of the performances that led to him inspiring his Free State Stars team, winning their first trophy in over 22 years when he inspired them to win the Nedbank Cup at the end of last season. Well, we welcome you then to this show, The Big Issue. The big issue is, of course, that over the past 10, 20 years, we've lost a lot of players on the road. Our clubs responsible for players' welfare beyond the on-field and the training. Should players take better care of themselves? Remember that this is not a blame game. It's not an episode to blame players or clubs. It's an issue that arises because we've lost a lot of players over the past 10, 15 years with the same incidents. I remember Mhlengicele, from Maritzburg United in a similar situation. We also lost Leslie Manyatela in a similar situation. We lost Sesilolo in a similar situation as well. And I can name other players as well. One of the Henyekana twins were lost in a similar situation. I'm not saying that it were the players that were responsible for such incidents. However, it is an issue that we perhaps we should look at. Well, look at we did indeed. We spoke to Coach Owen Dagama, from currently the coach of Highlands Park. We also spoke to Jabu Maluleke, current player of Polokwane City, as well, to talk about the issue, to find out as to whether or not clubs are responsible or should be held responsible for players dying on the roads, or for player welfare overall. How do players occupy their time outside the training and the playing? We also spoke to legendary former Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana midfielder Utabo Ngomeni about how he maintained a lifestyle that was rather different from current players' lifestyles. So we'll chat to them about this topic. We also have you on the voice notes to ask you, do you think that clubs are responsible for teaching players about drinking and driving and managing their lifestyle off the field? So enjoy this episode. It's for your enjoying pleasure, but it's also edutainment. We are entertaining you at the same time as educating you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Owen Dagama currently coaches Highlands Park in the Absa Premiership. He's experienced, he's an experienced man in South African football. He's coached Orlando Pirates, Bafana Bafana, albeit for only a few matches. He helped Highlands Park from the National First Division to the Absa Premiership. They look like they will finish in the top eight. However, of course, because he's experienced, because he's done a lot in the football family over the past few decades, Owen Dagama knows a lot about how players manage themselves, because he is a former player as well in the NPSL in the 80s. So how should players be managed? Do clubs have any control over the management of time for the players? We have then Coach Owen Dagama to give his thoughts on this on this issue.
I mean, you can't force somebody to study, but certainly you can encourage somebody, you know, and when players sign contracts, they're eager to get the contract. They're eager to play football. They're eager to earn their salary. And unfortunately, once they start earning those salaries, the majority of them don't even think of studying, because now they think they've got a good income. And that income could be short-lived, you know. Some players' careers are two seasons. Some are five seasons, some are 10 seasons, and some are very few are beyond 10. Mm. So I really think we should find a way by contractually encouraging players to study, because at the end of the day, it's a very, very short career.
When you analyze the manner in which players use their times, is there any more that a club can do to help them? Because this topic is initiated on the back of, over the past 10 years, we've lost a lot of players on the roads. And in some of the cases, it's their lifestyles that's led to their demise. So do you think that there's anything that the clubs could do, to conscientize players and perhaps to occupy their time more?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think if you look at the rugby players, I was very fortunate to have visited the Lions, to have visited the Blue Bulls, just to see how they do things. Players coming at 7 o'clock in the morning and they leave at 5. But the environment is conducive for them to be around. There are nice lounges. They can even play PlayStation. There are beds if they want to sleep. There are couches. There are TVs. There are study rooms for them, those who want to study or do the assignments. Mm. So clubs can certainly make the environment conducive for players to come in and spend more time. And by doing so, they won't be that idle, because a lot of players, they train in the morning. After training, they go and they gallivant all over the place. They don't rest, and they don't utilize the time because there are friends. There's a lot of other distractions. So I certainly do believe that teams can make it more conducive for players to occupy their time more constructively. Some players, to have a gym where players could do extra, where players could spend more time. The analysis rooms, where players can actually go and spend time and look at their performances or look at the opposition's performances. So I am truly encouraged by players like Percy Tau, who just got his degree. I'm truly inspired by Gata,
yes.
who also got his degree. I think those are positive influences that players can learn from, or can absorb. That Percy Tau, for example, this is what I've been told. I don't know it personally, but I had the pleasure of working with him at Bafana Bafana when I called him up for his first cap when I was interim coach Bafana Bafana. And this boy would go alone to the analysis guys and ask them just to have a look at how the defense operate of the opposition.
Yeah.
How they think, the movement, how they influence play and their strengths and weaknesses. And he's gone on to play overseas. Whereas, like at Highlands Park, we do have a analysis room. But I'll tell you, there are very few players who utilize that room to capacity or to the maximum.
Yeah, yeah.
So I definitely believe that teams can do more to make the environment more conducive for players to stay longer. At the club.
Yeah, for your generosity in giving us your time, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks a lot,
Sokala Duma Radio.
There you are then. And of course, because he's an experienced man, he's citing his experiences with rugby as well and his observations of how rugby does things. And players such as Percy Tau, occupying their time, doing other things other than just playing and going home. Another one with a lot of experience is Thabo Mngomeni, a former Bafana Bafana player, once an African Goal of the Year winner of that award at some point in the mid-2000s. Thabo Mngomeni speaks to us about the importance of players taking care of themselves off the field.
So, kucacile mfowethu ukuthi definitely kufuneka zibe khona ii-programs ezizanywayo for ukuhambelisana nale nokukhawulelana nale way, definitely kucacile. Lo mfana ngekungcono mani ukuba nayo besithi mhlawumbi basweleka ngendlela eyi-one mara kodwa ngoku basweleka ngendlela ezi-different yathola lawo yona futhi ngakungcono uba sithi mhlawumbi zii-accident then besizotsho mhlawumbi eyi ikhona into yengoku malunga mhlawumbi nokuqhuba or whatever.
Ndingakubethanga mlonyeni kumkani, uyabona ikhona i-commonality kwezi zinto ngoba ubangaba ujonga mhlawumbi ujonge uSesilolo, zonke ezi players sizithandayo oSesilolo omondlicele Sinethemba Tyantyi lo sithetha ngayo ngoku ngamajita lawo, even enye yakamawele akwahenyekane ngamajita ebe esweleke ezindleleni ezinzulwini zobusuku babe bebedlalile ngezolo, yabo bezidlalile ngezolo. Andazi noba mhlawumbi amaqela ayabakhulula bahambahambi ke nibone uba manithini okanye mhlawumbi because ngabasebenzi sonke xa siphuma emsebenzini siyahamba iindawo zethu ikhampani ayinaxanduva.
It's like esimoko kaloku ne like umsebenzi ne like iyazazi xa iphuma Friday ubana yi-weekend
injalo kumkani
and then yongoku siyohluka yongokubana eyi-weekend umntu ufuna uyichitha kanjani kube ephuma emsebenzini iyathola lawo and then ipende khoyo apha phandle all over kunxile kusele uyayazi nosi xa ungaseli that means uyibhari or awunastyle uyaunderstand le if kunocutheka nje laa mentality kwi-society as a whole ngoba I think sifuliswa yiloo way leyo silibale ukuthi eyithina seyintoni umntu wenza ntoni for i-country uyalibala ukuthi uyilantuka yekhountry uyaunderstand ulife in a way mfowethu asinobhlema kakhulu ulife in a way udriver iyouth ukuthi nakanjani for lonwabo kutsho ukuthi funeke siyonxilo and then ke ngoku xa kuyonxilo ke ngoku anything can happen ngize kule yokubana after game I don't think it brings inayo indlela yokuhandlisa i-players kubana loko after game iphelile i-game kutsho ukuthi i-player lixesha layo i-club zithatha as ukubana umntu lixesha lakhe so makahamba kwenziwe acinga ukuyenza uyaunderstand la wena so bekufanele uba ke ngoku iteam zingena apho kule way ubana eyi bafo bethu I think ngoku masizameni enye indlela yokuzonwabisa okanye enye indlela yokurelaxa after game funeka kufunyanwe le nto funeke inokurelaxisa or yokonwabisa i-players after game because it seems like nyhani nani ndiyayazi kwaye lo xesha bedlala yabo okay after game there's this tendency ukuthi kuyavaywa kuyatrenywa kuloo ndawo leyo iunderstand le ya hayi khende koyo mfowethu sisifa sidala kudala senzeka isasithathi ngoku sibabele esinye istep iyatola mfowethu yeah I think sohluka kwi-behaviors mane zi-generation ixesha lihamba I think ilapho leyo
man ikhona enye ingcamango ethi amajita kufuneke kufakwe kwii-contract zawo ii-clauses because yabona siyathelekiswa ngo le ncoko mo njengoba isolekile uSinethemba and isiphathe kabuhlungu because ibesandobethi 2 goals kwezi veki ezidlulileyo ngoku kwi Free State Derby against iBloemfontein Celtic and ebesayine i-pre-contract ne-Bidvest ebezawuhamba ukuphela kwale season kudala ke funo zezitim zinkulu. Now siyayincokola le nto bucala singabantu bebhola bayincanywayo idiski kubekho into ethi kutenelo singake sive ngamajita apheshe into ba wona esweleka ezindleleni inoba benza njani bona ingaba mhlambi kufana ba kwi-contracts ze-players kubhalwa into ezifana nento ba i-code of conduct sikulindele into ba ube ngumzekelo kuqela ungayenzi into ethile ungabhaqwa utipile ngaphandle into ezinjalo
kodwa futhi i-code of conduct ikhona mana kanjani no zikhona zona i-code of conduct for wethu Ah man, I'm still man. Say they go go life or call you, come back up a pile. If you talk man, just anywhere man for it.
Injalo, punka.
Yeah, istrato posthala ko na man for business mo god. And na kanja ano utunda me cool like kaya bono abantu bono bile yaba mage moto ezibaleka yo. So wonge undo uleka that thing ya chola le kumeko awareness of it. This kind of life man, things like lead a corner. Why don't you? Tatilo now life on. You'll find out this is the players and okay, not a wonga umdu after game turn of one go under your paras. You understand a
lot?
Yeah. Not a wonga umdu, but immaturity for it and for not immaturity, yeah, Nagan said.
Sokala Duma Radio.
For only 3 rand 90 cents, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper every week on Wednesday. In this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, on the Siyago Poza special, we have Uthela Ngobeni, who's currently a Mamelodi Sundowns goalkeeper. Are Orlando Pirates looking to grab him as well? Remember that at some point, Kaizer Chiefs were also still in search for Kune's cover. So check that out on the Siyago Poza special on this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper. Uthela Ngobeni, Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns. What's in that paper? Check out more details on this week's edition.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I don't think it's the club's responsibility to teach people about drinking and driving, because everybody knows, Ruti, if you go over a certain amount of alcohol, if you go over and exceed a certain percentage of alcohol, you are breaking the law if you get behind the wheels. So I don't think the club has anything to do with players deciding to go and drink and chase women. Well, it's the players' responsibility to be disciplined, and act as adults. But about Messi, they are eating plain. They don't drink. They take their career seriously. Like Upito was saying, Uti, these players that are getting a starting lineup, they are very disciplined. They don't drink.
Learn that one on players drinking and driving is not per se in terms of clubs to educate players. It's like when you are working in a private or public, you should as well be educated by your employee about those things of drinking and driving. It is the attitude or the personnel of an individual to really understand the importance of not drinking and driving. It's in fact a choice that one makes. That one is not the responsibility of either the employee nor club. Thanks.
I think, first of all, the clubs, they might doing what they are supposed to do. They are teaching the players not to drink and drive, but from the players themselves, from individuals, they are the ones who are making mistakes because of fame, you know. But what can we say? When a problem arises, we are all putting our hands above our heads. We cry, but there will be no more. But it's so unfortunate the way we are losing players in South Africa in car accidents. That's unacceptable, because most of the players, they lose their lives through car accidents. Like most recently, the case of Sinthemba Tshantshi. He still got so much to come. But I'll just pass my condolences to Sinthemba Tshantshi, his family, plus the football fraternity around. But the clubs, I think, they should just do more. They should do more to educate players how to behave after matches. Don't drink and drive.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for those voice notes. Keep them coming in. You, as always, you can find out our topics on Sokala Duma's Facebook and Twitter. Now we move on to another player, one of the most important players in this decade in the Absa Premiership. He currently plays for Polokwane City. His name is Jabu Maluleke. He will give us a better idea of how players spend their time generally. The perception out there is that players only have a few hours of work with training and maybe a few hours of work with playing the matches, so they have too much time on their hands. What does Jabu think about this perception, and what is his advice to other players?
I, I think it's not all about the club. It's about your self-discipline, you understand? You should take care of yourself more often. Like, you should know what to do and not what to do, you understand? Because most of the time, we spend our time more into football, you understand? So the little time that you get, you try to catch, you understand, your things, you understand? So mostly when you, during the time of the month of, we just have to sit back and relax, understand? Because you need rest. The body needs rest.
The perception from fans is that you guys have too much time on your hand, on your hands, and that sometimes it's the reason why at 3 a.m. people are involved in scary situations because they were drinking and so on and so forth. Just give us an idea of how a soccer player, so let's say for example you as a player for Polokwane City, you are playing a game maybe this weekend, what happens, how do you feel that time, and what happens after the game?
Yeah, it's true that we have mobile time in our hands, I understand, and after the game, depends what kind of a person are you, understand, some like to go out and enjoy after the game, some like to be indoors, understand, we all different, because some, like me, after the game, I can't sleep, you understand? I just get home and watch TV, then I'll sleep there around about 2 a.m. That's how I am.
Okay, your body is like that?
It's like that. Like, after playing, I can't sleep and I can't eat. I can't eat like a meal course. What I can eat is just snacks and juice, that's all. But a meal, I cannot eat. And I cannot sleep. I can rather sleep than maybe I'll too. Some can, some cannot. So that's how we are.
Yeah. And are you saying that after a game, normally clubs would let you go and say, let's say for example, you're playing a home game. So after a game, the club would say, go, everyone can go home to their flats or to their house. So the club has no control over your behavior then. They will only see you next time in training.
I think this modern game is not like olden days, like when we were young. Understand, there would be a clubhouse whereby after the game, we all go to the clubhouse and stay there. So now, when you are playing, all of us stay in different houses and different complexes. So after the game, the club doesn't ever say, what they can say to you is that it's a good game on Saturday, we're training Monday. So from Saturday, Sunday, after the game, Saturday, Sunday, you free. Then we'll regroup on Monday. So that's how it is. So it's up to you how you spend your weekend. It's either you spend the weekend with your family, you spend the weekend away, or you spend it indoors. So it's up to you as a player. Like I said, it's up to you as a player how you handle yourself and how you take care of yourself. Because you are right that most of our time is in our hands. Like now, I'm from training. We're training in the morning at 12 o'clock, I'm home. From 12 up until late at night, there's nothing I can do. Understand? More and less that I've got things that I have to cover up. Then I have to do things and understand. But most of the time, we've got time to do. Because normally we train once a day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I spoke to Highlands Park coach, Coach Owen Dagama, and when I spoke to him, he mentioned that he has been, he has seen how rugby does it, in that rugby teams, the franchises, your Bulls, your Lions, the Stormers, what they have is like a complex, and there are multiple things that you can do. So you have a training ground, but at the training ground, there's also a complex where you can train, where you can connect to Wi-Fi, have your laptop, you can finish your studies there, you know. Do you not think perhaps that clubs should have those kind of environments where it's attractive for you to stay? You're saying now that you finished training at 12. Maybe the environment is conducive for you to stay up until 3.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I understand. But there are some things like me. I'm not staying... I'm based here in Limpopo, and I'm staying in Joburg. And the things that I'm doing, that I'm running, so most of the time, maybe there's some
I tend to be busy. Understand, like going to email things, going to do things, and
sure.
Understand. Yeah, so like I have to take care of some of my things that I enjoy while I'm here.
I hear you.
You understand?
I hear you.
Yeah, so you know how footballers, we as footballers, when training says we end training, all of us want to go. No one will remain. Even they can say we have something to do. All of us will be complaining, oh, we have to go home, we have to go home. So we live in different houses, understand?
Mm.
And our rooms are not the same.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. I think the most important thing was for us and the audience to understand how these things work, because we speak to different people, we speak to coaches, we speak to former players.
But things are different. They aren't different.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
They're not run like the same. Like a super sport, after training, it's a must, or before training, 8 o'clock, we eat breakfast together, then we train, then we eat lunch together. You understand?
Sure.
Then from there, we go home. Some, you don't have to, we just meet, train, go.
Sure. All right. Finally, before I let you go, Jabin, thank you very much for your time. Over the past 15 years, I would say 15, maybe 20 years, over the past 15 years, for the most part of the past 15 years, you've been part of the Absa Premiership, and you've heard players passing away. Usne Themba Tshantshi has passed away now, Cecil Lolo as well, Mondle Cele, and so on. There's been so many of the players dying on the roads, and it looks like it's common that it's players in the early hours of the morning are involved having coming from a party or a gathering or social thing, is that not concerning for you? Is there anything that can be done about that?
It is concerning, not especially like the passing of people in early hour in the morning. You understand? You might think what I can say, but my that's my view. Like if what I've seen is like they give you an off on Friday, like we're not playing on weekend, they give you off on Friday.
Sure.
Okay. Then they say you're training Monday morning. And you're staying where? In Joburg. Understand? That's what I like to raise. Like, if they can say maybe you can train Monday afternoon, it will make sense, because in the morning you can drive relaxed. Maybe you can live around about 8, 9, 10, 12 here at Pulukwan. Then you go to training at 3:30. You still got time. Understand? So, now if they give you like, just take for instance, like what happened to Jani in the earlier hours. That's my view. Maybe he was coming from somewhere where he was rushing to do their training Monday morning. Now he's rushing to training.
Mm.
I think that's where it killed us. And even when after the game, like for us, we were staying far. After the game, from playing maybe a night game, it ends about 10 o'clock in the evening. Then from 10 o'clock in the evening, you want to drive down to tired. I think that's what's killing us.
Yeah.
Because if you complain and you're tired, you want to drive to Joburg again. You understand? Because
yeah.
You're not crazy in Pulukwan. Obviously, you want to go back home and see your family and do maybe something. Then you have to drive down to Joburg. Where else you're tired?
Mm.
I think what's killing us.
I mean, that's the reason why we speak to people like you. I had no idea that that could be the angle as well, for the reason, you know, that people are rushing back and they have to train first thing in the morning, you know, from a weekend, you know. Otherwise, Jabu, as usual, man, you're always open to speaking to us on Soccer La Duma. Thank you very much for giving us your time. I really appreciate your input.
No, you're welcome.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
There you are then. Thank you very much to Jabu, Tabo, and Coach Owen. And thank you very much to you for sending those voice notes. We really, really appreciated that. Like I said initially, this is not a blame game. This is not about blaming players for their untimely deaths. No one wants to bring an early demise to them, to themselves. We thank you very much for your participation in listening to this. My 2 cents worth is that, unfortunately, like all employees, clubs cannot really really control what players are doing outside their working hours, and that is the sad reality. And like Thabo Mngomeni mentioned or insinuated, is that these players don't exist outside their social environments. What players do outside their working hours is precisely what everyone else does outside their working hours. People on weekends generally drink Monday to Sunday, and players should not be expected to behave any differently. We should be expecting them to behave differently. However, the reality is that people do as they see when they are growing up. And unfortunately, most of the players come from areas or environments where drinking excessively is an acceptable way of doing things. However, like I said, this is not a blame game. It's an observation. That's precisely what happens. Coach Owen Takama mentioned that perhaps integrated in the contracts of the players should be a clause to force players to follow a degree or a diploma of some sort so that they can have something to occupy their time. I don't know about you. However, I do feel that clubs need to do more than they are currently doing. Well, it's been the big issue. It's a contentious one, difficult issue to talk about because we keep on losing players. But thank you very much for being part of this journey. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu, and this has been The Big Issue.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.